Hello, Sacred Journeyer. This is Marguerite Rigoglioso of Seven Sisters Mystery School with another upliftment audio for you as we tune into the energies of November 2023, moving into the week before Thanksgiving in the United States. And the theme for today is the essence of gratitude. This past Thursday, we had our monthly Mary and Magdalene Empowerment Circle on healing through gratitude with the Marys, which was a profound energetic experience. And I want to bring some of that energy and those reminders to you today. Wherever you live in the world, and whether you celebrate U.S. Thanksgiving or not, it's just a good time to tune into what gratitude is and how we can work with this being to bring healing and fragrance to our lives, because gratitude, like any of these great energies, is an archetype, meaning it is a divine essence, a divine presence, almost, if you will, an angel or a goddess. So I'm just inviting you to tune into the energy of gratitude. What is gratitude all about? What are its characteristics? What is its personality? It is definitely one of the positive energies of the universe. And so the more we connect with the frequency of gratitude, the more we understand it and amplify it within our lives. So I just want you to take a moment now to connect in with that frequency of gratitude. Just taking some breaths into it. What is thankfulness? What is appreciation for what you have in your life? Appreciation for the earth, for the universe. Appreciation even for your challenges. What are you receiving from these wonderful and difficult things in your life? You could even pause the recording for a moment and just tune into this and write this down if you want. But moving forward here, just vibrating with the frequency of gratitude now, as though you were an instrument being plucked, the gratitude frequency. And it's related to its sisters of joy and peace and love, tranquility, enlivenment, all of these wonderful archetypes, God, goddesses. So gratitude, being grateful. Just notice that as you think about gratitude, you think about things that you are grateful for. And this is always a little bit of a process and a practice. And just start with the first three things that pop into your mind. What things are you grateful for? And again, you might want to pause the recording and write them down. And what three other things are you grateful for? And what are yet three other things you're grateful for? And notice that as you start turning your attention to the appreciation for these various things in your life, your energy is starting to shift upward. Whatever mood you might have been in before, you are going up one or two or three steps on your emotional ladder. And I have climbed myself out of some extraordinary pits just by focusing on gratitude I remember one walk I went on where I was feeling quite negative and emotionally down, and I just started connecting in with my fairy, fae, she guides, and I started counting, you know, what am I grateful for? Let me count the ways. And by the end of the hour's walk, I was in a completely different mindset, emotional energy, and whole outlook on life, which allowed me to have a much more happy and productive rest of the day. So this is a very simple practice that you might be familiar with already, but again, it's always just good to get these reminders. And as you think about moving into U.S. Thanksgiving or wherever you are in the world this week coming up, how can you amplify genuine gratitude in your life, be it around the preparations or the carrying out of any Thanksgiving rituals or anything else in your life this week? How can you use gratitude to have an uplift, a virtuous spiral, as they call it, a coming out of a more negative place into a more positive, and how you can fill your coffers with the energy of the universe from that place? You will find that gratitude also brings a sense of physical well-being as well as emotional and mental well-being. And that goes a long way toward bringing healing to your body, relaxation to your body, which further allows you to be available for creativity and manifestation. This is particularly helpful working with gratitude. That is, if you are feeling any sense of fear, and particularly fear around lack, often money fears, or fears of lack around something you don't have in your life but you wish you did. It could be a relationship, it could be a different place to live, it could be a new job. And the more you focus on what you are grateful for, the more you actually vibrate at a resonance that makes you more magnetic to the very things you wish to bring into your life. And as I shared with my Soul Relief and Renewal participants a couple of weekends ago, whenever you get into the place of lack, this was from my Andromedan intelligences, it's really important to stop the thought form, stop the habit, even the addiction of going down the negative road about all the things that are wrong and what isn't happening for you in your life. Stop it, pivot it, and turn it around. Get that spiral going upward with the gratitude for what you do have. It is like a battery that you start charging and is self-generating at that point. You won't at some point even have to do so much effort over this, but you'll find that you're resonating at a new frequency and suddenly ideas come to you more easily for how you could manifest what you wanted. Or it might be that you find synchronicities happening, unexpected positive events, miracles even. So this was definitely something important from the Andromedan intelligences about where and how to focus. Again, maybe things that you've learned along the way, but we so need these reminders, especially in this time where things can feel quite intense, even we might say dark. You can help spin yourself out of these negative spins just by this pausing and this focusing on one thing that you're grateful for. And then you'll find that it's really fun, and you can name another thing, and another, and another, and another. And before you know it, you're just in a much, much better place for your day, your week, your month, and your year. So I hope this has been helpful, dear friend, and I look forward to seeing you down the road. Again, if you would like support with this or anything else in your life, I am available for one-on-one guidance, and I am offering for free my beautiful holiday webinar. It's a self-paced 4-audio course that will take you through Thanksgiving all the way through the new year, called Putting the Sacred Back in Your Holidays. And that comes to you for free when you book a session with me. And you just need to use the coupon code SUPPORT50, all capital SUPPORT50, in the webinar plus session button at the link that is just above this audio. Take care for now, and may gratitude swing you back up into having a beautiful day. Bye for now.